Back to the election now. On yards across the country, you can see where people stand by their lawn signs. That is, if someone doesn't steal them. In Southwest Michigan, political activists on both sides say these lawn sign disappearances, well, it's unprecedented. Independent producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister sent us this story.
My name is Bob Miller. We're at the Union Pier Campaign for Change office for Barack Obama. We distribute a lot of yard signs out of this office, and at least half, if not more, are distributed to people who come in to tell the story of how their sign's been stolen and they need another one.
Oh, you got my signs. Thank you so much.
My name is Susan Brower. I live in Harbert, Michigan.
They keep getting me.
We've always put a sign out or two, and no one has ever taken signs. This is the first time that we're having this experience.
It seems to be happening mostly at night and in every community around here.
My name is Dick Dwyer. I'm supporting John McCain in the upcoming presidential election.
My name is Sherry Lynn Galoro, and I live in New Buffalo, Michigan. I'm a McCain supporter, and I put my sign up in the yard, and one day it was there, and next day it was gone.
Both of them magically disappeared.
I was very angry.
My name is Rick Tuttle. I own a little bookstore in Three Oaks, Michigan. What I did was, instead of replacing the sign, I put a sign out that says, "Hey, you, put back my Obama sign."
Oh, we had a volunteer come in today who said that her sign was stolen, and so they put up a sign that said, "For every Obama sign you steal from this yard, I'm donating $50 more to the Obama campaign."
I have one friend who, she's replaced her sign twice now, and she's put grease on the borders of it, so when you pick it up, it hopefully will stick to your hand.
Well, my name's Leo Yovanovic. I live on Elm Valley Road outside of Three Oaks, and I decided to put an electric fence around it. There's four strands of electric wire, roughly 6x6 square, and the wires are about 12 inches apart, and there's four wires up. It ain't going to kill you, you know, but if somebody wants to touch that wire, they're gonna get a little surprise.
I'm Mary Jo Nallenweg, and I'm the village clerk and treasurer for the Village of Michiana. I had a resident come in and said that he had just seen a man over on Choctaw here in the village that was reportedly taking signs out of residents' yards and putting them in his vehicle.
I'm really hoping it's just a bunch of punk kids that are doing this, because if there's adults going out there and stealing signs, then we're in trouble.
The description was a slender white male, mid-70s, approximately 5'5", and he was driving a newer model charcoal-colored Lincoln Town Car. And they were Obama signs that he was putting into the back of his car.
I think they should be prosecuted. It's not very nice. It's not very Christian.
Mess with my sign and I'll take away your vote. That's what I'd do.
If they would just let the cops bring the guy back and just let him deal with the owner of the property, take him out bat and beat his butt or something, you know, that'd be the best way to take care of it, so we wouldn't have to go through the system.
I'm kind of disturbed by the undercurrent that seems to be running through this political campaign. I know there have always been signs stolen here and there throughout every campaign, but I haven't heard of instances like this before, so this is something new to me at least.
It could be another sign of how divided we are and how much healing needs to take place after the election's over.
I'm about to put back the sign.
I told my wife, I said, this is the third attempt of, you know, trying to keep a sign on our property, and if this one gets stolen, then I'll probably end up sleeping in a combine with a shotgun. So, yeah, I'm pretty passionate about keeping my Obama sign.
I've been so angry about them stealing it, I don't know what I'm going to do the third time. Don't want to cry, and I don't want to get any angrier. I just want people to stop doing this.
Our story on the disappearance of Obama and McCain yard signs was produced by Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister for Long Haul Productions.